This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has issued a warning to the U.S. over possibly aiming at two cargo ships in the Middle East that have long been suspected of operating as bases for Iranian commandos. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The warning comes just after the U.S. and the United Kingdom launched a massive airstrike campaign against Yemen's Houthi rebels. Speaking on NBC TV's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. strikes against rebels in Yemen did hit the intended targets.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us. And we do believe that that as we continue, we will be able to continue to send a strong message about the United States' firm resolve to respond when our forces are attacked.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Palestinian gunmen kept up attacks against Israeli forces on Sunday in the Gaza Strip's two main cities, weeks after they were overrun by troops and tanks, in a sign Hamas still maintained some control ahead of any potential truce. Nearly 4 months into the war, triggered by the Palestinian Islamist group's deadly cross-border rampage in Israel, there was persistent fighting in Gaza City in the north of the densely populated enclave, and in Khan Yunis to the south. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the victims of wildfires in Chile.
Preghiamo anche per I morti e feriti.
Forest fires raging in central Chile have killed at least 99 people and hundreds are still missing, authorities said on Sunday, as emergency services battled to snuff out flames threatening urban areas. This is VOA News. Senegalese police on Sunday cracked down on protests against the postponement of the presidential election as parliament prepared to debate a bill that would reschedule the vote for August and extend President Macky Sall's mandate. Sall announced on Saturday the February 25th vote would be delayed to an unspecified date due to a dispute over the candidate list and alleged corruption within the constitutional body that handled the list. Some opposition and civil society groups have denounced the move as a quote-unquote institutional coup. Angry Greek farmers are demanding the government follow through on promises to compensate them for income lost following a spate of severe weather last year. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
No food, no future. Slogans from angry farmers protesting rising inflation, foreign competition, and the growing costs of combating climate change. Dumping mounds of chestnuts and apples on the pavement of an agricultural fair, tens of thousands of farmers took to the streets in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki over the weekend, rejecting, as their leaders put it, tax breaks and a string of other relief measures introduced by the government in Athens. Antikarasava, VOA News, Athens.
U.S. President Joe Biden begins campaigning in the state of Nevada ahead of Tuesday's presidential primary election, fresh off his win this weekend in South Carolina, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Joe Biden taking to his personal X account to thank primary voters.
South Carolina, we did it again.
Beating other Democrats, including Representative Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson. But it's a rematch with Donald Trump Biden is focusing on as he officially opened his reelection campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, Saturday.
It's the weirdest campaign I've ever been engaged in. It's even worse than, in terms of his behavior, than the last time in 2020.
Biden now in Nevada, where early voting has begun in the state's Tuesday primary. In 2020, he won the general election there by fewer than 3 percentage points over Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Parisians voted in a referendum on Sunday in favor of subjecting large SUVs to a threefold increase in parking charges as the French capital presses on with long-term plans to become a fully bikeable city. Nearly 55% of Parisians voted in favor of the measure, while 45% rejected it. Only about 6% of voters turned out, according to official results. Less than a year after city residents voted to ban e-scooters. I'm Joe Ramsey.